FC United stepped up their promotion push by claiming a vital 3 points at third place Hednesford Town on Saturday afternoon, courtesy of a 2-1 win with first half goals from Adam Jones and Lee Neville. Whatever manager Carl Margeson said in his pre-match team talk clearly worked, because the Reds came flying out of the blocks like a steam train and were 2-0 up inside 13 minutes, a lead which would prove just enough to seal victory. It took just 2 minutes for United to get their win underway. Lee Neville sent over a superb corner for the towering Adam Jones to powerfully head the ball into the back of the net.
It swings in towards goal, towards the back post. Oh, yeah! Adam Jones towers above the defence and powers the ball into the back of the net. On 3 minutes, FC United have got a lovely corner from Lee Neville. Left foot swung it in. Up goes Jones. Powerful header, back of the net. 1-0 to FC. In this game, that doesn't really mean
a
great deal.
I was going to ask you something, if you thought Lee Neville was going to be taking the corners all afternoon, but for that, it was a cracking corner.
It certainly was. And the FC fans, bar scarf twirling, and, well, FC United, very early on, taking the lead here. It's something that they've not done that often.
On 12 minutes, a great FC United move saw the ball fall to Matthew Wolfenden, who saw his shot tipped wide. Wolfenden took the corner short to Stephen Johnson, who crossed for Neville, and the left-back flicked the ball off the back of his head into the far corner of the net to double the lead.
Corner taken quickly. Johnson on the ball again. Ball bubbles, but first flicked on by FC United. It's Lee Neville!
Come on!
The backward header there. Little flick on, and Lee Neville has taken FC United 2 goals in front here. 13 minutes on the clock, and FC United of Manchester find themselves 2 up against Hednesford Town.
The game was relentless FC United pressure, as the Pitmen struggled to cope with the pace, the creativity and the urgency of FC United. Matthew Wolfenden could have had a hat-trick by half-time, including 2 separate one-on-one incidents with Hednesford stopper Dan Crane. At half-time, the Reds were in complete control of the game, and the home side took the half-time point to make 3 separate changes in order to try to break up FC's onslaught. Fewer than 5 minutes after the restart, Jamie Osborne fired in a free kick that James Spencer tipped wide. From the resultant corner, Ben Jevons headed over, but shortly before the hour mark, the lead was halved, when a corner from the left was headed in by Jermaine Johnson. In what can only be described as a game of two halves, the Reds battled hard to retain their one-goal cushion, and in the dying moments of the game, Hednesford had 2 opportunities to draw level. The final action of the match saw Hednesford keeper Crane take up a position in the FC United penalty area for a last-minute corner. The Pitmen delivered well from corners all afternoon, and another pinpoint cross led to a fantastic goal-line stop from James Spencer. As the final whistle blew, the travelling Reds erupted. What a week it was for FC United, and the players and fans celebrated together, clearly ecstatic. The home fans left Keys Park feeling frustrated, at a second-half sending off for Mark Beasley for a stamp on Lee Neville, and then a subsequent dismissal for the Hednesford assistant manager, in addition to a denied penalty shout when the ball hit Greg Stones' arm in the FC area as he struggled to get to his feet. But this was a vital victory for FC United, one that seemed plain sailing in the first half, but needed a backs-to-the-wall job in the second half to see out the game and claim the full 3 points. Report by Stephen Wood.